This is the Closet Geek, episode 102 for October 15th, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me, I have my three brothers, Ryan, Michael, and John!
Ooh. Hey everybody!
See,
I thought I was able to make it.
I can actually point to you guys now, because wherever I point is where people actually see, because that's where the recording is. So
I was going to say.
So we're doing like the Brady Bunch.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a story of an egg.
Right.
So.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Great.
Good, good.
I'm going to be here for a little bit, so
okay.
I'll have to cut out short today.
Well, let's go to the first segment of the show so you can talk about your stuff.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to go check out. So, Mike, why don't you just start then?
Sure. So, this week is Anime Banzai, which is...
Banzai!
It's Utah's premier anime convention, and I'm one of the head committee members for the convention, so I'm in a hotel room broadcasting to you live. I am the medical director. So I'm in charge of all the emergency services and medical services while the convention is going. So we get to take care of 5,000 plus attendees, and it'll be awesome. It's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but tonight is pre-registration, so there's events and so forth going on for those who do pre-registration, so that's pretty awesome.
You get to treat their boo-boos.
Yes, I get to. I have already handed out
Band-Aids on them and everything.
So... yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And so when it comes to the convention as a whole, this month, this year's theme is anime video games. And so we will have voice actors that have done voice acting in things such as Sword Art Online and other video game type anime. So that'll be cool to have those guests here with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
well,
Sword
Art Online is an actual game that people can
play. Yeah, it's an actual video game. That's true. Absolutely. This week I've been watching SLC Anime's Anime of the Month, which is Bakuman. It is a really cool kind of slice of life movie show, and also has a live action series movie. But it's about these two middle school kids who decide to pursue their dream of becoming mangaka or manga artists, you know, people who create the manga, for more of a domestic point of view. It's like two middle school kids deciding to create the next big comic book series.
So it's like now, reality TV anime.
Yeah, in a sense, you know, I mean, it's actually
cool,
really well written, and you get to understand about, you know, the aspects of making storyboards and, you know, doing line art and all that is important in a manga. And I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I have, because you really start cheering on these middle schoolers, you know, who are 14 going on 15, and you're like, yeah, they got an appointment with an editor. Woo! You know, it's silly things like that, but it's been a really fun show. Yeah,
right.
So that's been pretty much my week in geek, just getting ready for convention, and I will be posting pictures and everything to social media throughout the weekend.
Cool.
Sweet. Hey, Ryan, looks like you're reading something there that looks really good. I don't know. It got your attention. What are you reading? Is it geeky?
I just pulled up the Closet Geek notes.
that's
what I'm reading.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Exactly. I have no idea what you're going to talk about.
Well, why don't you tell us what you did geeky this week?
Nothing.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as my week.
No.
It happens. It happens. No. So,
I think.
Are you working on any costumes or anything? Are you?
Technically, I should be.
Did you finish the sword? The sword and the helmet?
No. I got a helmet and some general Wookiee bits.
General Wookiee bits. I'm not sure I want to know.
That is the title of the episode.
This is a family-friendly show. We shouldn't be talking about Wookiee bits.
General
Wookiee bits.
Wookiee bits.
Write that down. That's now the title of the episode.
General Wookiee bits.
General Wookiee bits.
So I can remember.
So are we supposed to salute? You know, General Wookiee bits.
Yes.
Yeah, General Wookiee
bits. Salute my Wookiee bits.
Anyway.
That's it. Nothing geeky. Sorry, man.
Hey.
That's okay.
We all have weeks where we can't.
Well, wait. Didn't Walking Dead? No, Walking Dead hasn't started yet. It's next week.
No, yeah. Hasn't it?
No.
I don't know.
No. Fear the Walking Dead finished, but
I don't know. I don't watch it anymore. So
I think the wife and I
watched the pilot episode for American Horror Story, the very first episode. Oh my gosh! I'm gonna keep
actually
watching.
Walking Dead did start.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason.
I did watch that.
And
too,
you did.
So.
All right. Well, okay. See, you did something. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I watched no. Dang it, I haven't even watched my geeky TV shows this week. Man.
I have.
All right, John, tell us about it.
All right, John, what did you do geeky this week?
Yeah, talking about TV, we watched, I did watch the latest episode of Doctor Who. We kind of mentioned that last week, and I actually had a chance to sit down and watch
it. Was it the underwater one?
It was the part two of that storyline, yeah. So,
okay.
It was really good. It was all about like paradoxes and stuff like that. And at the end,
bootstrap paradox.
Yeah, Google it. So that was really fun. We enjoyed that, and then watched the latest episode of Flash, which was really good. They started talking about the multiverse and Earth 2. Cool. And so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
They're introducing the multiverse into the Flash. And
I wonder if we're gonna get the crime syndicate in there.
Well, I don't know what their plans are, but
that'd be crazy.
So so that'll be kind of interesting to see, where they take that. And apparently, this season's all gonna be about various different speedsters, because you've got the Flash from Earth 2, I can't remember the character's name.
Flash is Jay Garrick.
It just came to me. Yeah, Jay Garrick.
I said it, but I was on mute.
Oh. the big bad this season is going to be Zoom. So they kind of introduced him and talked to him a little bit. And so it was pretty cool.
How is Zoom different from the season one? Zoom.
The season one was,
it's this exact Flash. Same costume. Zoom and the Reverse Flash are the same costume, aren't they?
Are they? No.
I don't know.
Reverse Flash is yellow, and Zoom is all black. They may have reversed it. The mask and stuff was different looking. We'll probably see.
In the comic, they're exactly the same.
Are they? Oh, okay. That's interesting. So we watched that. I watched the latest episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which...
Oh, is Mike leaving now? Did he leave?
I don't know. Maybe he did. Okay.
He said he wasn't going to be here very long.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, so that was that.
He may have waved and I didn't notice. I thought he was going to at least say bye. You know, well, see you later.
Yeah, so watch the latest Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's getting really good. It was a really good episode. It really reminded you that Coulson really is the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and sometimes he makes hard decisions and things that people aren't really happy about. It's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to continuing to watch that series. I've been reading, I kind of mentioned it a while ago that I got a hold of a copy of White Sand by Brandon Sanderson. It is one of unreleased novels. It's like one of his first books that he wrote that has never been published.
I requested it and they never emailed me back.
Really? I got it like almost instantly.
Hey guys, can I cut in for 2 seconds?
Oh yeah, he's
sure.
I'm back.
We thought you were left.
No,
my
computer started not being able to do anything, and I gave my weekly geek stuff. I'm gonna jump out before my computer starts on fire.
Bye,
so.
Michael.
Oh, okay.
Have fun at your office.
Yeah, so I have to head out. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye-bye!
Yeah.
Bye-bye! Bye-bye, Michael!
All right. You'll see updates on Facebook. And thanks, guys. I'm dropping out now.
Okay, see ya.
Okay. Peace.
I really enjoyed it. And it's kind of interesting. It takes place on a world where it seems like...
Is it part of the... Cosmere?
I don't think so, because you know it's never been published, so I don't know, but I guess technically it could be. But the planet that they're on is locked in place in its orbit around the sun. So one side is continual daylight, one side is continual dark, and it's kind of interesting how you know. The two sides of the planet have completely developed differently. Like the dark side is a lot more technologically advanced than the daylight side, but the daylight side has magic. And so their magic, they can actually control the sand and allow it to do things for them. They can use it as weapons or transportation, or they can even turn the sand into water.
They're sand benders.
Yeah, they're like, basically. They call themselves sand masters. But, so it's been pretty cool. I'm only like a third of the way through it, but it's been pretty good so far. The characters, Brandon Sanderson does a great job with his characters.
He's the best world and character builder out there.
I mean, you really, just in the short, he just really makes these interesting characters that you naturally just want to know more about.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying that. That's been kind of fun. But then I also did get to play a little bit more of the Star Wars Battlefront before they actually extended it
yeah.
A day. So that gave me a little bit more time. So that was pretty cool. It's interesting because they EA announced that they're going to do a season pass for the Battlefront. And for those that may not be familiar with what a season pass is for a video game, usually for any downloadable content that's coming out in the foreseeable future, you can just order the downloadable content piece by piece, or a lot of these companies are starting to come out with what they call season passes, where if you pay up front, you usually get them at a better deal. Plus, they usually give you like extra, incentives to purchase the season pass.
In-game items and stuff like that.
Things like that that you wouldn't normally get otherwise. And so their season pass is $50. So that's a little high because that's almost the same price as the game itself. But they were saying that it...
But how many expansions are they planning on
doing? Yeah, they said that it is going to include the first four expansions.
Oh wow!
Plus other stuff, and so
that's a game in itself,
right?
Four expansions.
To give you a kind of a comparison, when Destiny first came out and they did their season pass, their season pass was $30, but it only included two expansions.
The Dark Below and the House of Wolves.
Right, and so if you're getting four for $50, you break that down, that's only $12.50 per expansion. Usually they're like $20 if you buy them piece by piece. So I thought that was kind of an interesting piece of news as far as that's concerned. So we'll see if people gobble that up or if people wait and do it piecemeal. But yeah, that's kind of what I did this week.
Cool. So on Monday, I started season 3 of Arrow on Netflix.
All right.
On Wednesday, I finished it.
So were you on a business trip?
I was on a business trip this week, and so,
you didn't have anything else to do.
Well, I could, watch TV, or I could go for a walk or something, and I did one time. I went for a walk, but I was just like, I'm just going to sit here and catch up on these shows. So I watched all season 3 of Arrow. And
in 3 days.
It was like 2 days pretty much. But we lost Ryan. I don't know where he went.
Huh.
Oh, he's coming back now. But you okay there?
Yeah, I just said my sound went crazy.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. The whole dealing with the League of Assassins and the Ra's al Ghul and all that stuff. And now, John, you didn't finish season 3, right?
I don't think I did. No,
I haven't even finished season 2.
Season 2? Okay, now season 2 is where he dies at the end, right?
Season 2
jerk.
Season 2 ends with the whole big event with Deathstroke.
Oh, Deathstroke. Okay, so season 3 is the one where he dies at the end.
No, he doesn't die at the
end. Well, you think he does. Or is that like halfway through fight?
That's the mid-season finale.
The mid-season finale is where you think he dies. Oh,
so at the very end, he's alive and well.
Okay. Well, see, that I guess I only watched about halfway through then. I don't think I ever picked it back up.
Well,
season 3 is on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yes, Netflix.
Did you finish the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
So you're up to current TV stuff.
Yes, I mean, I probably won't watch season 4 stuff unless it's current on Hulu, because sometimes if you don't catch it in time, you can't catch the first episodes or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So I might try to. But also, I started watching Gotham season 1.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not in love with it, but it's good.
People
like,
need to stop thinking that it's a superhero show. It's not a superhero show.
I didn't say anything about
that. I know you're thinking it.
No,
there's
no
Batman
no.
in this show.
No, I love Jim Gordon. Like, I love how he's just in the den of evil, but he's starting to turn people and give them hope now and be like, whoa, maybe things can be better if we actually try to do something about it. So, he's got his partner on his side now, the captain of the captain on their side now, and trying to get, and so I really, really like that part of the show, and just the whole, like, how he's there and giving everybody hope. I was kind of surprised. I don't know. There are certain characters that, where they're highlighting certain things about their character that I didn't feel were necessary in the storyline. They
Fish
just,
Mooney.
Like, you didn't like Fish Mooney?
No.
What?
I hated her. That's why I stopped watching it.
Fish Mooney's the best thing about that show.
No.
Yes. Well, doesn't she die at the end of the season anyway?
Yep.
You think she
supposedly
does.
There's no body. Yeah, but, so, you know.
You have, is that it? You don't know anything more about Gotham?
Huh?
John?
Oh, well, I mean, I
obviously
I
not.
It. I don't I stopped watching it.
Well, I just like I like how it's a
you.
No, but I mean, I know that she dies at the end. I mean, she
I
gets shot, falls into the river. There's no body, so she'll probably come back.
Ruin it for Barry.
It's okay. Oh, well. It's not worth crying over.
But no, I like how it's a it's kind of like an origin story for everybody. I was kind of you know, when we first read about Gotham coming out, they kind of said that, like, you know, yeah, Bruce Wayne's going to be in it, but not that much. But he's, like, in every episode. And, you know, and then, like, the highlighting his relationship with you know, Jim Gordon. And I really like the Alfred, the type of character Alfred is. I really like him. And Selina Kyle is a really cool character, too. I think all the characters... most of them are really good, but there's just a couple characters like, nah, you don't really need to be there. So, but, you know, just whatever. So,
all right.
But I'm still watching The Flash with my wife, though, and I got home from my business trip today, and she's like, the kids are sleeping. You want to watch The Flash?
I love you.
And I'm like, you're so hot right now. So no, and then so I was able to do I did a pre-show to our show currently right now. I jumped on around like 7:15 my time and streamed I just did a single match of Heroes of the Storm and streamed that, and that was lots of fun. I love that game, and I lost, but you know, it's still fun. But a cool news is Patrick Beja, who is a pretty prominent podcaster, blogger within the geeky, especially video game industry. He has his own podcast, and he has invited me to be a guest on his video game podcast called Pixels.
Nice.
Cool.
And so I will be, and he's a very close knit with like all the Frog Pants studio guys.
Oh, okay.
Like Scott Johnson and stuff. And Patrick used to work for Blizzard.
Oh.
And so until he quit his day job to go full time being a tech and gaming journalist for his blog and podcasting. And he's able to make a living. Yeah. Well, advertising, I'm sure, and other stuff, but he does make a living.
Cool.
So, and yeah, so I'm super excited to be on his show, and so stay tuned to our Facebook for that. And yeah, that was pretty much. Since I was on my business trip, I didn't do a lot of gaming or anything, but I watched a lot of geeky TV shows.
Cool.
So. But yeah, so that was me. And yeah, so let's go to our next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And so, yeah, it was kind of funny because right before the show, we realized that we didn't have any show notes. And so we're like, get together. But we pulled through. And obviously there are things that happened this week that we're going to talk about. But yeah, so let's jump into that. Got some movie news, TV news. But one of the things I was most excited about is that Blizzard announced when they are going to start their it's a closed beta, but start the closed beta for Overwatch.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on October 27th. Yeah. So before BlizzCon. So I bet you they do the closed beta for the 2 to 3 weeks before BlizzCon, and then maybe do open beta after that.
No.
No?
I think they'll
keep it.
Yeah, they'll stay in closed
keep
beta
it closed
for a while.
Oh, man, I hope I get that email. I hope I get that email that says, you have been chosen to be in the closed beta, and I'll be like,
Well, you got to be signed up.
Oh, I'm signed up. So, and, yeah, I would love to play. It looks so good. Like, I played the closed beta for Gigantic.
Yeah.
And super fun, lots of fun, but, it has the, you know, the leveling aspect to it where you pick skills and everything like that. Okay. And I've made my comments in about how they kind of need to fix that in the way that they need to notify you a little bit more bigger and grander that you have a skill that you need to choose. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of like, because it's so fast paced and there's explosions and everything going on that you're like really in the zone and you can't like, oh, there's a little signal down here, little tiny little thing that says, oh, you need to pick a skill. No, it needs to be like Heroes of the Storm, like pops up on, like a big, huge thing on the side. Be like, you need to pick a skill. And there's a voice and everything. And I was just like, oh, I need a voice to tell me to pick a skill so I can hurry and pick it. Because when I'm in the middle of shooting people, it's hard to do that. But with Overwatch, I'm not exactly sure because I know they're going, you know, that it's the 5-on-5, you know, first-person shooter game. But I don't think they plan on doing leveling or anything like that. I think you have, if the videos I've watched, you have your main attack, your secondary attack, mm-hmm. and then you have like your ultimate mm-hmm. attack. Mm-hmm. And so you just have like a couple of extra buttons that you need. And I don't think you level up or anything. And so that might be a little bit better for me, depending on how Gigantic, you know, fixes it. Cause obviously they're still in their beta, but like Overwatch, it just seems like go in there, super simple, just start blasting things and have fun. So well, Blizzard, I think I'm a little bit
more
game
for
that.
Trying to, you know, making their games as intuitive as possible and
user friendly yeah. and a little bit more simpler than the competition.
Right. So I wouldn't be surprised that they try to, you know, streamline those kinds of things and make it a little bit more, you know, simple.
But that's why people are drawn to their games though, is because they're like, you know, oh, I really like League of Legends and Dota, but I'm looking for something that just has something different, and that's what Heroes of the Storm offers, mm-hmm. type of thing. And they're like, oh, this is what I was looking for, and I'm hoping that Overwatch is that for first-person shooter games. It's just like, oh, this is what I want. I want the 5-on-5, you know, unique and fun characters to play, but it's that anyone can jump in at any time and play it and not feel like they're totally useless.
Yeah,
right. That's good.
So, I'm hoping. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was the gaming news highlight that I was super excited about.
As far as other gaming news, it's kind of interesting. Destiny announced that they're actually going to start having microtransactions.
Microtransactions.
So,
yeah, I noticed that.
A lot of people hate that word because usually it becomes a, you know, pay to win kind of type situation where you have to pay money in order to get an item. But so far, Destiny, so far, they said that it's only going to be cosmetic things, like their first their first batch of things that you can buy on the store is just new emotes, and so they have given everybody like the new currency is called silver, and they've given everybody 500 silver, which is basically the equivalent of like $5, and to kind of purchase, you know, some of these emotes to start off with. And they've also said that if you log in and play between now and like December 16th or something like that, then you'll be able to just earn more bonus silver that will be awarded later just for simply, you know, logging in and playing the game. So it's something they're trying out. They did announce like how much it would cost, you know, for different price ranges of, you know, paying to get so much silver and that kind of thing. And basically, I think they said that if you wanted to purchase all of the 18 emotes that are currently available right now, I think they said that it was like $24 or something like that, if you wanted to actually buy all of them. And so, you know, some of them are better than others,
Do we need that?
Well, that's why they're saying, hey, you know, it's just for fun. you know, none of these things. And so people are kind of, I guess there's been rumors and data mining, and people have kind of found that there's a possibility that they're going to put like experience boosts and level boosts and stuff like that into the store that people can purchase with the
kind of like a stim pack.
Or something. I don't know. But
where you get, you know, an extra 200% for the next 10 days of experience or something like that.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do decide to go with, more than just cosmetic stuff, if they'll actually do stuff that's going to affect, you know, different aspects of the gaming in Destiny. But that was kind of a big news item that was thrown around this. A lot of people are talking about that. But last weekend was the New York Comic-Con.
A lot of the
news that has kind of been floating around this week is just stuff that's kind of come out of the New York Comic-Con. And the majority of it was like Marvel-based news. And so that's really most of the new stuff that we're about to talk about is all, you know, Marvel related that's kind of been coming out of the New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
One of the big things that they just announced recently was that Marvel and Fox have entered into an agreement, a partnership to have two new Marvel TV shows, but that are going to be on the Fox networks. One is going to be on the Fox network itself. The other one's going to be on FX. So the one that's going to be on FX is called Legion. For those of us that are familiar with the X-Men series, we know that Legion is Professor Xavier's son, David. So he has, the reason why he's called Legion is because he has multiple personalities. And it gives him, you know, telekinetic powers, or not telekinetic, but telepathic powers and stuff like that. Apparently that series has already had the pilot ordered for it.
Is it about that guy?
Yeah, it's about David.
That confirmed?
It is. Yes.
Or is it just? Yeah. Okay.
No, that is.
I have no interest in that.
So yeah, apparently it's about him. And how
very interesting choice.
Yeah, it's about him and how he like is, I guess the pilot is going to be about him in the like insane asylum, dealing with his schizophrenia, and I guess he comes in contact with another mutant, and kind of opens up his world to the fact that there are other people out there that.
Well, he's always been
have these kinds
like
of
a
powers.
Bad guy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be kind of interesting to see.
Well. I'll have to admit that when I saw a news article that said Legion coming to TV type of thing, I was super excited because I thought it was going to be about Brandon Sanderson's novella Legion.
Oh,
because he has been approached to make that into a TV series, and which would be super super cool. But then when I read what it was really about, I was like, meh.
Yeah, and so. So the other TV series that they're developing, and it's still kind of in development.
I'd rather have just a good X-Men TV series.
Well, the other series that's going to be on the Fox network is tentatively called Hellfire, and it's going to be based on the Hellfire Club that normally is run by the Emma Frost and all of the people that are involved with that. So I guess the Hellfire Club is supposedly set in the 60s, and it's going to be about like a kind of a special agent who kind of learns about the Hellfire Club that somebody's trying to that there's this club made up of superpowered people that are working to try to take over the world, blah 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 blah. So
in the 60s.
Yeah, back in the 60s. So I don't know why it's in the 60s, but that's kind of...
I guess they really liked that from X-Men First Class.
First Class. Maybe that's maybe they're trying to tie it in. See, that's the other question is if it's...
Just doing different period pieces?
Well, see, shows. The question that I have is, are they going to tie these into the X-Men cinematic universe, or are they going to tie them into the Marvel cinematic universe? That's where the question lies, because
Marvel's working with them now to do those shows.
And
so, like, are they going to allow Marvel to finally use the term mutant?
Probably not. So it'll be kind of interesting. I have a tendency to believe that it is going to be tied more into the X-Men cinematic universe, simply because it is still X-Men property. And Fox owns all of the X-Men universe, essentially.
Yeah.
But they did not have the rights to do an X-Men TV show. That side of it is owned by Marvel. So that's why they had to work with Marvel to come up with this agreement to allow them to do these TV shows. But the other thing that kind of came out of all of this was that there was a rumor, and I just want to say that Closet Geek, we kind of predicted it when we talked about it, because I think we knew that there was a rumor that Fox and Marvel were talking about doing a TV series together, and so I had mentioned that there had to have been some pretty serious negotiations. There's a rumor that Fantastic Four is going to be given back to the Marvel Studios. And that one of the, because Marvel recently, we posted this news on the Closet Geek Facebook, Marvel recently listed some new movies that were going to be coming out before 2020, and some of those new movies were unnamed. They said it's going to be there, but we're not saying what it is yet. So there's a rumor that one of those unnamed movies was going to be a Fantastic Four movie that's being done by Marvel Studios. However, both Fox and Marvel have come out and said, no, that's totally ridiculous. That's not going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. So...
I don't know why Fox is holding on to that.
Well, see, and I don't know exactly. It's like, okay, well, is it actually really going to happen? And they're just, you know, trying to squash any rumors at this point because they're not quite ready to announce that's taking place, or if it really is just a total rumor. So take it with a galactic size piece of salt. So we'll see. You know, if Fantastic Four, but all of this also kind of ties into the comic universe. And, you know, last week when we had Mark Muir on, he was talking about the Secret Wars event that's going on in the Marvel world and how things are changing quite a bit. So with the new Marvel that's coming out, one of the things that is going to take place, and this is a storyline that actually happens within the Secret Wars storyline, where the Inhumans have released the Terrigen Mist across the entire world. Well, it turns out that the Terrigen Mist is poisonous to mutants. So now all of the mutants have left. So there's no mutants in this Marvel universe.
That's how Marvel's going to get around it.
Exactly.
They're going to call everyone Inhumans.
They're just going to – it's going to be the Inhumans now. So the reason why
– Interesting.
Reason
what about Wolverine?
Well,
what about the X-Men?
Exactly. Well, because one of the newest –
X-Men on Mars.
One of the newest it may be space. You know, because there was a time that the X-Men were out in space for a while.
Starjammers.
But the Uncanny Avengers number one is soon to be released, and within the Uncanny Avengers number one, it does show that Rogue is actually a part of the Uncanny Avengers team. And there's this whole scene where she has to get scanned, and it shows that the Terrigen mist is you know, she's needs to take antidote, and she's like all, you know, getting all, you know, poisoned and everything. So so she, for some reason, she's
I like how let me put on gloves, and this represents poison, everybody.
Well, like, I mean, her skin's all boiling and stuff, and that's kind of what I was talking about. But but it's also within the same comic, Uncanny Avengers 1, they also address the Fantastic Four. And Johnny Storm apparently is also a member of this new Uncanny Avengers team. However,
but technically they're not mutants, though.
Well, right.
Right.
So they're not
altered
affected.
Humans.
Yeah, they're not affected by the Terrigen Mist. But he was talking to Spider-Man, and he was talking about how Ben is in space, and that Reed and Sue are gone. And so, you know, so now we also don't know what's going on with the Fantastic Four, that they've kind of gone their separate ways. And so I just really think it's interesting that Marvel is really trying to put the focus, you know, take the focus away from Fantastic Four and away from the mutants, and really on the Avengers and the Inhumans, and that's kind of where it's going.
No, like, they're giving the Fox studio the middle finger.
They really, that's what's happening.
I know, but it's kind of just like. It's the X-Men. Like, are we not going to have the X-Men anymore?
I think the X-Men heyday is over.
I mean, we know that there are going to be some X-Men titles. We are.
Yeah.
Because they did announce, you know, the full lineup of what's going to happen after the Secret Wars. And some of the titles are X-Men titles. But exactly how it all ties in and you know, how many X-Men titles there are going to be, as opposed to, like, Avengers titles and Inhuman titles and stuff like that. We already know that there's not a Fantastic Four series at all. So they may, you know, they may pop up in other teams and doing other stuff, but they're not like an actual, there's not an ongoing series anymore.
Right.
So yeah, it is kind of interesting that Marvel is really sticking it to Fox and be like, hey, you know, we're not going to,
take this, man.
Promote your characters and let you make movies, you know, when we don't get anything out of it. So,
makes sense to me.
I mean, it's a business move, absolutely, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
Yeah.
But one of the more Marvel news here comes. But it was just confirmed just today, actually. The Hulk is going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he going to
be the reason for Ragnarok, though?
I don't know anything about that. But
is he going to like just go in there and start like destroying everything?
Hulk smash! No, but
I will bring Ragnarok.
Because we know that at the end of Age of Ultron, that Bruce Banner kind of leaves. He takes off, and we don't know where he's going. He's going to make his solo movie.
So,
you know, it's really interesting because we know that Thor.
Let's get a Planet Hulk movie.
Well, I think that's kind of the direction they're headed because
they have to send him up.
Put him in space.
The Illuminati is the one that sends him away, though.
Well, in the comics, that's true. But I
Who's the Illuminati in the comics?
That's like Reed Richards.
That's like,
right. Okay, that's what they call them?
Reed Richards.
Yeah, they call them the Illuminati.
Yeah, Tony Stark.
Doctor Strange. Namor, Tony Stark. Yeah, they're all.
And Captain America. They all have the gems.
And
they're
all holders
of the Infinity Stones.
They were called the Illuminati, yeah.
I never realized they were called that. I don't know who called them that. I think that's a dumb name.
so in the movie, Hulk and Thor are going to kind of team up together, and apparently it's going to be what they've called a quote-unquote cosmic road trip. So it's going to be out in space, and they're going to be, you know, going from planet to planet or whatever.
Romance.
But they've also said that they're going to introduce characters such as Valkyrie and Enchantress. So they're going to be in Thor Ragnarok as well.
I'm surprised Enchantress isn't in it already, right? Because
she's like the female version of Loki. That's why.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But apparently she's going to be in this next movie.
They don't like to do redundancy.
Right. So apparently she is going to be in the next movie.
Unless it's with Iron Man armors.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
But so lots of Marvel news, a lot of things going on. I guess there was also a rumor that they were getting rid of the Inhuman movie that was scheduled for 2020, because when they put out the new schedule, the Inhuman movie didn't show up on that new schedule.
Oh.
But so there was worries that recently Vin Diesel all but confirmed that he is going to be
the
Black Bolt.
Yeah.
In the Inhuman.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he would. I think
because they
good
were talking
cast.
To him, and they're like, "Okay, so what's going on with you and Marvel? They like keep putting you in roles where you don't talk very much, and now it's getting worse and worse. Where you've gone from Iron Giant. It's not necessarily Marvel, but Iron Giant, where he spoke a few words, to Guardians of the Galaxy, where all he says is 'I am Groot,' to Inhumans, where now he's not going to speak at all.
He might whisper."
But so
does the Black Bolt not talk?
No, because if he does, like, his voice destroys worlds.
Yes.
Mountains.
If he shouts, he can destroy the earth.
Right. He's not
familiar with the Inhumans,
brush up on your Inhumans, man.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. But Black Bolt
destroys the earth by talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't talk.
So he doesn't
because
talk.
He's a good guy.
Right. He's the king of the Inhumans. And so his power is so big and amazing,
powerful
that he can't even talk, because if he does, then things blow up around him.
I did not know that.
He does like whispers and stuff to do his powers. He'll like make tiny noises, like
right.
really, really tiny, quiet noises.
Yeah. And still things blow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if he like shouts, then you're dead. Even if he whispers, you're dead. But like,
he might be dead.
If he shouts, then everybody's dead.
He destroys the atmosphere and he kills himself.
Right. So anyway.
Interesting.
So yeah. So there's this. So he pretty much confirmed. I mean, he didn't come right out and say, "Yes, I am Black Bolt." But I mean, he practically did in this interview.
Practically did. Okay. So, interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
All kinds
it's
of
time.
Marvel movie news and Marvel news.
For Geeky Trivia! Wow, that's new.
Power tools.
All right, power tools. Okay, so I wasn't sure if Ryan got the message or not, but so I prepared something. So
you were supposed
to do trivia. Ryan,
I was?
You were supposed to.
Nobody said anything.
That's okay. Last week.
It was last minute thing. So, all right. So this is going to be super easy.
Okay.
So it's going to be about who's the quickest.
Okay.
Okay.
Cuckoo clock. Cuckoo clock is the quickest.
Yes.
That means it's time for Geeky Trivia. Is the cuckoo clock. All right, Ryan, John. Okay, I'm keeping score.
All right.
This is going to be superhero descriptions.
Okay.
And you name the hero or person.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, a radioactive spider bit him and gave him six... John, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Telling you, it's easy. You just got to be quick.
All right.
Body enhanced from an injection of a special serum
Captain
during
America.
World War II.
Captain America, yeah.
John.
Yep.
Okay. Bones are covered in adamantium.
Wolverine.
Has claws.
Dang it.
Wolverine Ryan.
I was sleeping on that one.
It was a gimme, thank you.
Can you I didn't realize his name was James Logan Howlett.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was his name. I just knew him as Logan.
You'd go by Logan if that was your name, too.
I would. Oh. I would.
Sorry, James.
Jim Bob.
Sorry, Jim. Jim Bob. Okay. Uses a futuristic suit to fight crime. Hey, eccentric playboy billionaire.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Genius.
Genius.
Genius. Yeah. Okay, ability to coat his body in flames.
Hematorch.
Yes. Ryan got that one first.
Oh, sounded like a tire.
Slightly before you. All right. Half human, half vampire.
Blade.
Blade.
Ryan. Can you name his alter ego?
Blade's alter ego?
Like, what's his name? For an extra point.
Daywalker.
Yeah, I don't even know his name. I have to watch
that. Eric Brooks.
That's not what I was thinking.
No. Bob. Peter?
Right. Body can transform into steel-like substance.
Colossus.
Colossus is correct. Can you name his real name?
Peter Pitoir.
Piotr Rasputin.
Good job. All right. Okay. King of African country Wakanda.
Black Panther.
I didn't get the Panther.
John.
I was going to say, I don't know. I was thinking Black Wakanda is what I was going to say.
Wait a minute.
Oh, they did. They possibly found a director for that movie.
Mm. Oh.
The guy that just did Creed, the Rocky movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Creed.
Oh,
it's about
son, yeah.
It's like yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Is that out yet?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm out during the summertime.
Okay. Meek physicist who turns green, monster when
Bruce Lee Banner.
Bruce Lee. Could you imagine the Hulk knowing kung fu? Alright. Ability to control the weather.
Storm.
Ryan.
Aurora Monroe.
Okay. Superhuman eyesight and the skill with a bow.
Hawkeye.
Ty. I like how John always argues the point. He's like, I was so first. Alright. Can turn his body into ice.
Iceman.
That was a tie as well.
Bobby.
Bobby what?
Bobby.
McFlay.
Bobby Drake. All right. Can shoot lasers from
Cyclops.
His eyes. Cyclops is correct.
Superman.
And his real name?
Scott Summers.
Summers. All right, good job. All right, no, this is all Marvel. I felt it was appropriate since we talked a lot about Marvel.
There we go.
All right, King of Atlantis.
Namor.
Namor, John.
And it's real
Slightly
name
before you, right?
Namor.
Namor. That's his real name.
Submariner. King.
All right.
Namor. Yeah, that's right. The Submariner. They don't call him that anymore.
No, they don't.
All right. Head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nick Fury.
Bill Coulson.
All right.
Mariah Hill was at one time as well. So was Tony Stark.
And, yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay. Can generate bioelectric blasts and has a sixth sense to locate danger.
Havoc?
I'll give you her real name, Jessica Drew.
Oh, and is this Jubilee? No. Dazzler? No. Wasp?
No.
No.
Bioelectric blasts.
Is this Black Widow? No, that's not her name.
Oh.
Black Widow?
Closer.
Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman is correct.
Weird. I guess I don't know her character very well.
Boink. All right. Mutant with ability to teleport.
Nightcrawler.
John slightly got there before you did, Ryan.
Nice.
All right.
Eric.
Okay. Yeah. Assassin with enhanced agility, healing, and skills in... Deadpool is correct. John.
Chimichanga.
Go to bed.
Okay. I'm sleepy.
Do you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, world.
Hi.
Hello, world. Say, this is Grayson, my son, and he should be in bed.
Oh, he's in trouble now.
Go to bed. Thanks for the hug. Love you, too. Go to bed.
Thanks for the hug, kid.
Get off. What are you doing? Get off, man. Get away.
All right. Next one. Large, muscular body is covered in blue fur. Genius, he selects.
Beast
is correct, Ryan. What?
Genius. Scientist.
Well, go get something. Go to bed.
Hank McCoy.
Henry.
Children. All right.
We have them.
Okay. Shield agent with peak human physical qualities. That's what they put as it.
Mariah Hill. Black Widow.
Black Widow is correct. I don't know why they phrased it like that, but they did. What's her real name?
Natasha Romanoff. Natasha?
Natalia Romanoff.
Natalia
Romanoff. Romanova.
Gosh, weird. Okay.
All right. Mutant with feathery wings on his back.
Angel.
Angel is correct. John. What's his real name?
William Worthington III.
Warren
Worthington. That's right.
The third. Okay.
Not good with first names.
Ability. ability to steal other mutants' powers at the touch. Rogue. Ty.
What?
You're louder, but Ryan, John did say it at the same time.
That's right.
All right. What's her real name?
You know what? I totally drew a blank. I was like, Rogue.
Anna Marie.
Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin. All right.
Anna what?
Infused with the power...
Paquin, he said.
Paquin. All right. Infused with the power of chi.
Iron Fist.
Dang it.
Iron Fist Ryan.
It's going to be...
What's his real name?
Oh, Jace? Jason?
Nope.
No.
Bruce.
No.
Nope.
Bobby.
No.
Daniel Rand.
See, they've got to somehow introduce the hand into Daredevil. And then, like, Iron Fist is going to come in and mop them all up because...
That's right. He's a better fighter.
Like, no, because that's like, one of the things that ties those two together is the fact that they both fight the hand. So I'm just waiting for it. But I guess apparently...
So did the Turtles.
They fought the foot.
Oh. Right.
They fight the foot.
But I know that the new Daredevil season is going to have Elektra, and she was from the hand, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Alright.
So maybe that's kind of how they're going to introduce it.
The Supreme Sorcerer.
Dr. Strange.
Ryan. Or the Sorcerer Supreme. Whatever.
We knew what you meant.
Alright. Motorcycle Rider of Vengeance.
Ghost Rider.
Ryan slightly got it there before you did.
What? Come on now.
Come on. Defense attorney by day, blind
She-Hulk.
But other sense.
Oh,
Daredevil. Ah, dang it.
Oh, you're right.
You were right, but wrong defense attorney. Herald of Galactus.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Norn Surfer.
Norn Rad.
Orin.
Good.
Good.
Good job.
Good. Good.
Let the brilliant. Hate
let your hate flow.
I'll give you this one, but I have a continuing. Brilliant scientist.
Mr. Fantastic? Henry Pym?
Yeah, which one?
Okay. That's why I was saying. I thought I was going to start with that, but Ryan got it with the first one. Mr. Fantastic.
Bruce Banner. Tony Stark.
I was going to continue to say ability to stretch.
Hank McCoy. They're all pretty smart.
Genius.
Yep.
Genius.
Can create force fields.
Invisible Woman.
That is correct. All right. Skin as hard as steel was a mercenary hero on the streets, but then became a normal free for use hero.
Ares.
Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Yeah, right. Heroes for Hire, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Rock Hard Skin.
You just said a thing.
Thing.
That's correct. Literally.
So John slightly got you ahead of that one.
Literally.
And that is it. Woo!
Ooh.
And the winner is...
I think it's close.
Ryan!
Oh!
Ryan with 17 and John with 16.
Oh, come on.
I knew it was close.
It's those ties that you gave him that weren't really tough.
Whatever.
You're just being nice. That's okay. Ryan's got to win every once in a while.
Yeah, it happens very rarely. I think once every 100 episodes.
So, great. Thanks, guys, for watching and listening to The Closet Geek. We appreciate it. Don't forget we thank Alpha Geek Radio, who hosts our show as well, and also use the code Closet Geek at Doghouse Systems when you purchase your gaming computer for your free 120 gigabyte SSD on top of your purchase for free. Use our Amazon affiliate link on our website for all your online shopping needs. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. And follow us on Twitch if you're not already. And also follow us on YouTube. We're everywhere now, and you can find us. And if you have any questions, just go to our website, theclosetgeek.net, for any and all information about Closet Geek Studios and this show. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, even though Mike left early, the bum, but that's okay. But we are the Four Horsemen of Geek. And we remind you always to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.